I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. We've all seen these purple traps up and down the highways for the emerald ash borer.
Oh, right. And another unwanted import from Asia. A real serious threat to ash trees across the continent.
I understand there's some new developments in the research about emerald ash borers.
Yes. Recently, I attended a really interesting lecture at the National Museum of Natural History by two folks that work for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Steve Lingefelter and Lourdes Chamorro visited southern China and northern Vietnam looking for these beetles and their relatives with an idea to get a handle on other species closely related to the emerald ash borer that could pose a potential problem, and also develop an identification guide so that agricultural inspectors and other people charged with looking for these beetles here in North America can separate or distinguish these species from other similar beetles.
This is with a concern that these other species may also emigrate here?
They could. It's important to know as much as we can about emerald ash borer and its nearest relatives. If we discover pathogens, parasites, or predators of the closely related species, these species themselves might be used as tools to control emerald ash borer here.
So we might import something to try to control these?
Well, that's what modern biological control is all about, and it doesn't just happen overnight. I mean, there has to be a lot of research to make sure that these imported biological controls are actually species-specific. But this is going to be a real challenge because, again, we have native species of Agrylis here that aren't causing any problems. You may recall Dutch elm disease. Many of those elms that were lost as street trees were replaced by ash trees. The Eastern Hercules beetle makes its living partly in association with ash trees, and this is something that could suffer if ash trees disappear. I thought it was interesting, the contingent that visited China were in Beijing, and it turns out that Beijing, in order to spruce up their city streets for the Olympics, imported American ash trees. Now, in China, emerald ash borer has never been a problem because their ash trees have evolved with emerald ash borer, and they've reached some sort of compatibility. Those trees that they planted in China are now suffering from emerald ash borer, where it's never been a problem before. Another contingent visited northern Vietnam. One of the other projects they're working on is the Asian longhorn beetle, which is a serious threat to hardwood trees, particularly street trees here in eastern North America. Steve Lingefelter, a cerambycid specialist from the Smithsonian, was in charge of that team, and they collected all kinds of cerambycid beetles. And he's begun posting on Picasa, and I'll be sure to include that link so people can see the incredible variety of just this one family of wood-boring beetles. One of the beetles that really caught my attention was what they nicknamed a porcupine beetle. It has these long hairs or cedi on its elytra, and when it's disturbed, all the hairs become erect. And there's this fantastic video of this beetle displaying these hairs. I'll be sure to include the link to that video. It's well worth watching.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.